Please be seated.
我们大家一同打开希伯来书第七章。
Let us turn to the seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews.
我们从第二十二节读到第二十八节。
We will be reading from verses 22 to 28.
换到了我们的轮流来读。
We read responsively.
我念二十二，你们念二十三，一直到结束。既是启示里的，耶稣却做了更美自由的中保。那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有十主格不能长久，这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的责任就长久不更换。反靠着他进到上帝面前来的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。像这样圣洁无邪恶无玷污眼里罪人高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合一的。他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将生命献上，就把这事成全。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但是律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上一次曾经读了这一段的圣经。
Last time we actually read this passage.
但我们还没有讲到很完全。
But we have not gone into details.
所以今天我们再把这一段的圣经再一次的思想。
And today we will once again meditate upon this passage.
我们提到这一章圣经的开始。
When this beginning of the Bible.
希伯来书的作者一个人抵挡了整个民族，他甚至敢讲律法要改变。敢讲律法一无用处。
The author of Hebrew was against the entire race. He was so bold as to declare that the law needs to be changed.
不是指律法的本身完全没有用处。
It doesn't mean that the law in itself is completely useless.
乃是指在成就救恩，在救赎罪人，在使人与神和好，领受新生命的事情上是一无用处的。
But that is useless in a matter of salvation in reconciliation with God.
而整个旧约里面祭司的制度是在律法的制度里面产生出来的。
The priestly order came about from the order of the law.
所以律法既然更改，祭司既然更改，律法也一定要更改。
And so since the priesthood has changed, the law must change.
那么旧约的祭司跟耶稣基督在新约做大祭司有什么不同的地方？
What is the difference between the Old Testament priest and Jesus as high priest?
就建立这一章第二段里面很重要的信息。
This became the very important theme of the second chapter.
因为我们的大祭司与所有旧约里面大祭司不同的地方，就是我们真正有盼望的根基。
The difference between our high priest and all the priests of the Old Testament is the reason for our hope.
所以在这里提到了四个最大的分别。
There are four very important differences.
一个分别就是所有旧约的大祭司被安立的时候，没有一个是用启示的方法来安立。
The first point is that Old Testament priests are not set by oath.
所以当耶稣基督被安立的时候，是神奇的事，永不后悔，立他为永永远远的大祭司。
But Jesus was ordained as high priest by the oath of God without regret.
这样的这个启示就表示这个是严肃的一个案例。
The oath shows us the solemnness of this.
启示是整个人格的投入。
The oath is an establishment of our character.
启示是整个生命的保证。
It is a guarantee of using our entire life.
启示就是对所传讲的话是真实的一个基础。
We do an oath to show that what we say is true.
所以一切的事情在争论之后，启示就结束了一切的争论。
After we had our arguments, the oath ends the argument.
当神启示的时候
，When God swears an oath,
这表示他是很严肃的决定这件事情。
It means that he has great determination on this.
这是永恒的一件事情。
Something that's eternal.
是不改变的一件事。
Something that will never change.
所以上帝启示对我主说，我不后悔立你永远为大祭司。
The Lord has sworn and will never change his mind. You are a priest forever.
是到了麦基洗德的等次。
In the order of Melchizedek.
所以我们看见这个耶稣被安立做大祭司是启示而立的。
So we see Jesus being made the high priest by an oath.
如果这句话没有被希伯来书的作者讲出来
，If this sentence is not mentioned by the author,
我想根本没有一个人 注意到这件事情。
I think not one of us will notice.
也就是旧约的祭司没有一个是启示有关的。
And that is the Old Testament priests are not set by oath.
甚至连自己祭司最先的老祖宗亚伦也不是启示。
This applies also to Aaron, the ancestor of all the priests.
这样就给我们清楚看到律法原不是上帝永恒的心意。
It shows us that the law is not in the eternal will of God.
只有神的儿子耶稣基督成为大祭司，才是上帝在永恒中间的心意。
Only the setting of Jesus as high priest is in His eternal will.
第二样，所有的祭司他们在世界上他们的侍奉不能是长久的。
The second point is that the Old Testament priest does not have a permanent ministry.
因为他们侍奉到某一个时刻的时候，他们就死了，因为时的阻隔，所以祭司的这份就从他们转移到另外一个人的身上。
At a certain stage of their ministry, they will die physically, and their ministry has to be transferred.
但耶稣基督不是如此。
But this is not the case for Jesus Christ.
我们用现今的社会做个比喻，好不好？
Let us have an illustration from modern time.
你注意这个天主教的教皇。
Look at a Roman Catholic.
但一个天主教教皇死了，有另外一个教皇起来代替他。
When a pope passed away, another one will replace him.
那么选择一个天主教的教皇
，to select a Catholic pope,
是一件非常费心事的事情。
It's something that is very complicated.
全世界的红衣主教都要集合在梵蒂冈的地方。
All the cardinals must gather at Vatican.
在里面选，有时候经过几天几夜选不出来。
They would take a long time just to select a person.
每一次的烟囱冒出黑烟的时候。
And the, there will be a sign in the chimney.
所有的人就知道还没有先到。
If the smoke is black, people know that there's no decision.
白烟冒出来的时候。
Until there is white smoke.
他们欢呼新的教皇已经被选出来了。
They will all shout in joy because a new pope has arrived.
那么现在这一任教皇以前的另外一任教皇。
And this, the pope before the present pope.
你只有36天就死了。
Was fought for only 33 days.
有人说是被毒死的。
Some people claim that he may be murdered.
因为那个教皇他要宣布出整个旧这个天主教里面许多黑暗的黑幕内幕。
Because he wanted to reform the Catholic Church.
所以那些红衣主教年老的人已经刚刚选好，不到一个多月回到他们的家乡，又再飞回来到梵蒂冈去。
So all the cardinals had to come back again to do the selection.
他们宣告这个教皇的时候。
When they selected the present pope,
这是历史上很难得的一件事情。
It was something quite unique.
因为多数80%以上的教皇都是意大利人被选中。
Because in the past 80% of all popes were Italian.
但这次选出的是个波兰人。
But this was a Polish pope.
波兰是个共产国家。
And Poland was under the communists.
选出一个波兰共产国家的主教变成教皇，是惊天动地的一个新奇的事情。
It was something that is quite revolutionary to choose a pope from a communist country.
这个教皇是个非常非常聪明的人。
And this was a very intelligent person.
我相信他是历史上最聪明的几个教皇里面之一。
I believe that perhaps he's the most intelligent, he's one of the most intelligent popes in history.
他被选中的时候，有个消息传出来，原来这个人懂得15种的语言。
He is a person that was well versed in 15 languages.
那么你懂几种啊？
How many languages do you know?
你能够 bilingual 已经很好了，对不对？
Probably very good to be bilingual.
再加上一个汕头话，就算差不多了。
Plus a dialect, probably.
我虽然懂得8-9种语言。
Although I can speak about 8 and 9 languages.
我读一些。
I can read some.
但是我真正能讲的流利的只有4种。
I am only fluent in 4.
但这个教皇可以讲15种的语言。
But this pope can handle 15.
是非常聪明的人。
So he is very intelligent.
他不但学问比别人更大。
Not only was he more knowledgeable.
他的智慧也是过人的。
He has good intelligence.
他的道德修养是相当高超。
And he has good ethics and moral standards.
我相信他是唯一有办法用他的计划把整个共产党从世界上拿下来的一个人。
I think he is the only person who is able to plan the demise of communism.
所以这个教皇是共产党下台的策划人的一个真正的工程师。
He is the person that truly engineered the demise of the communism.
当他被选做教皇的时候，
when he was selected as pope,
才50多岁，
he was 50 old,
多么的英勇，
and
多么的强壮，
and strong.
后来有人曾经暗杀过他，
and he was assassinated.
子弹进到身体里面没有死。
He was not dead.
因为天意不许过他死。
Because it was not willed that way.
那么这样好的教皇，伟大不伟大？
You see a good person.
没有办法，还是要老。
But he's
still old. 所以当他被选做教皇的时候，
when he was selected as pope,
站得很挺的。
he was healthy and strong.
现在的教王的情形怎么样呢?
What about now?
是弯着腰看人家这样斜斜看的。
But he is very old now.
他已经非常衰老的。
He is weak as well.
所以你看，一个教王老的时候，
When the Pope grows weak,
就变得软弱的。
He becomes physically weak.
变得衰老的。
And old.
变得苍老的。
And
变得没有办法再像过去那样健康的师父。
And he cannot serve like in the past.
所以当他死了以后，
When he dies,
他会重新选另外教皇。
They will select another one.
这样没有一个人的服事是长久的。
In this way, not a single ministry is forever.
我们用今天教皇的这种替代的制度来知道从前的大祭司就是这样。
And the order of the past is like that.
当大祭司死的时候，
When the high priest dies,
有另外一个大祭司起来接替他的工作。
He will be replaced by another high priest.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们，
The author of Hebrews
says, 这世界上有许许多多的大祭司。
That there have been many, many high
priests. 为什么有许许多多的大祭司？
Why was there many high priests?
因为有十阻隔了他们。
Because they have obstacles.
或者是每一个祭司因为死的缘故不能再服侍下去。
In other words, all high priests cannot continue because of that.
这份就被一个人别的人所更替了。
And their office will be taken over.
但是耶稣基督不是如此。
This is not the case for Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督与所有大祭司不同的地方，
The difference between Christ and high priest.
他是神永恒旨意里面所立的大祭司。
He is set in the eternal will of God.
第二，
Secondly,
他是独一的大祭司。
He is the only high priest.
祭司虽然很多，
Although there are many priests,
真正的大祭司只有一位。
There's only one true high priest.
君王虽然很多，
Although there are many kings,
真正的大君王只有一位。
There's only one true king.
先知虽然很多，
Although there were many prophets,
真正先知的先知只有一位。
There's only prophet of a prophet.
所以耶稣基督不但是万王之王， 他是万祭司的祭司， 他是万先知的先知。
Not only is Jesus the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is the priest of all priests and the prophets of all prophets.
在旧约里面看见有耶和华的使者这五个字。
In the Old Testament, we see the messenger of the Lord.
耶和华使者什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是神所差遣的天上的灵体来到人间向人显见。
These are spiritual beings sent by God.
这耶和华的使者都是指天使。
All the messengers of the Lord refers to angels.
不是指世界上有血有肉的人。
It did not refer to people who are physical.
但当旧约里面提到耶和华的使者的时候，
But when the Old Testament mentioned the messengers of the Lord,
有时候是指独一的那个使者。
Sometimes they talk about one
messenger,
singular term,
是被神特别差遣的使者。
A person specially sent by God,
不能与其他的使者相比的使者。
Unique from all other messengers,
那就是还没有道成肉身以前， 曾经用人体的形象向人显现的圣子耶稣基督。
That is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, before His incarnation.
这是道成肉身以前。
This is before incarnation.
也就是说耶稣基督在旧约的时候， 曾经以人体的形象向人显现说过话。
That is to say, Jesus Christ in the Old Testament appeared as a human being to speak to us.
这个叫耶和华的使者， The messenger of God. 这M是大写的。
The messenger with a capital M.
这是独一的，
singular one.
所以耶稣是在众使者之上的独一的使者。
He is the messenger above all messengers.
照样我们今天在圣经西边看到有使徒这个字。
In the same manner we see the word apostles.
使徒就是被神所差遣的人。
It means people who have been sent by God.
是主耶稣在世界上亲自拣选、亲自差派的人。
These were people selected by our Lord Jesus Christ and sent by Him.
希伯来书第三章提到使者这个字的时候，
But in the third chapter of Hebrews, when the word appeared,
也用这个字指向耶稣基督。
It used the word to refer to Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督也是使者，什么意思呢？
To say Jesus is also an apostle.
其他的使者、其他的使徒是他所差遣的。
All other apostles have been sent by him.
那么耶稣基督是使徒，是使者，是谁差遣的？
Who sent Jesus then?
我们当然知道这是父差遣子到这个世界上来。
Of course we know it's God the Father.
所以子是父所差遣。
The Son has been sent by the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督也是大使徒吗？
Jesus is also
他是使徒之上所有使徒的真正的使徒。
He is the apostle above all apostles.
只要你把这些的层次弄清楚了以后，
When you understand all these relationships,
你就知道耶稣是一切君王之上的大君王。
You will know that Jesus is king above all kings.
他是一切先知之上的大先知。
He is the prophet above all prophets.
他是一切使者之上的大使者。
He is the apostle above all apostles.
他是一切使徒之上的最大的使徒。
He is the messenger above all messengers.
message.
He is the apostle sent by God.
照样, 这段圣经要给我们看见, 耶稣是一切祭司以上的最大的祭司。
This passage tells us that Jesus is the priest above all priests.
因为其他的祭司需要许多,
because they need a multitude of priests.
祭司的祭司, 以祭司的祭司, 以祭司的祭司之间有18门隔绝了。
From between priests, they are all segregated by death.
但是耶稣基督不是如此,
but this is not the case for Christ.
当基督战胜死亡从死里复活以后,
after the resurrection and victory of Christ over death,
永远活着不再有死亡,
he lives forever without death.
这个长远活着的祭司,
this priest that lives forever,
就是那真正永远的祭司,
is the true eternal
priest. 所以当人认识麦基洗德是上帝的祭司的时候,
when we recognize Melchizedek as the priest of God,
他们有一句话说, 这个人是活着的,
they say this is a living person,
这个人是长久活着的,
and live forever.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为不知道他什么时候生, 也不知道他什么时候死,
because they did not know when he was born nor when he would die.
既然他无生之期, 无死之日,
since we do not know when he was born and died,
所以这个人一定是长久活在世界上的一个,
surely he lives forever.
但是很可惜之中, 亚伯兰见到他一面之后,
but after Abraham met him,
全本圣经从来没有再记载他在任何一个时刻,
there was no other recordings in the Bible about this person.
所以麦基洗德是常年活着的吗?
So the question is, does he really live?
就变得无从证明的一件事情。
There is nothing we can use to prove.
但你是照着麦基洗德的等次被宣誓立为永远的祭司。
But when you are set as a priest in the order of Melchizedek,
这是神对我主耶稣基督讲的话。
This is what the Lord said to my Lord Jesus Christ.
而基督在这一方面怎样 把我们想到麦基洗德永恒做祭司的这件事成就在他身上呢?
How was this task of Melchizedek accomplished on Jesus Christ?
耶稣得胜死亡从死里复活, 所以他常年活着, 为他们祈求。
It was possible because Jesus had victory over death and lived forever for us.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
他像麦基洗德一样,
he is like Melchizedek.
其实应当说麦基洗德像上帝的儿子一样,
or should we say Melchizedek is like the Son of God?
因为那真正常年活着的只有一位,
because there's only one person that will live forever,
就是神,
that is God.
耶稣基督死了复活以后把他的神性表达出来,
in the resurrection of Jesus Christ his divinity was shown.
所以他是常年活着的祭司,
he is a priest that lives forever.
这是基督为祭司, 与旧约里面所有的祭司不同的第二方面。
This is the second area of difference between Christ and all other priests.
第三方面,
the third area,
所有的祭司在旧约里面, 每一天要先为自己的认罪, 求父赎罪赦免来祷告。
All priests in the Old Testament had to first confess their sins.
他们在为百姓来祷告,
before they will pray for others.
耶稣基督不需要这件事情,
this is not the case for Christ.
因为他从来没有犯罪,
because he has never sinned.
耶稣不需要为自己的罪祷告, 才为百姓赎罪。
There is no need for him to confess his own sins.
当耶稣钉在十字架上的时候,
when Jesus was hanging on the cross,
直接说父啊, 赦免他们, 不是说先赦免我, 然后再赦免他们,
he said directly that Father forgive them, not forgive me first.
从来不需要说赦免我,
he has never had that need,
因为他是没有罪的救主,
because he is a savior.
父啊, 赦免他们,
Father forgive them,
因为他们所做的, 他们不知道,
because they know not what they are doing.
所以基督死的时候, 跟所有伟大的圣人, 先知, 宗教创办人死的时候, 所讲的话是完全不一样。
The words Jesus said upon his death is so different from all other great religious leaders.
苏格拉底死以前最后一句话讲的是什么呢?
What did Socrates say the last time he died?
他整个药物的毒性已经到他的心脏快要死以前。
Right before he died because of poisoning,
他突然间对 Croton 讲一句话,
he suddenly said to Croton,
Croton 是他学生里面一个很靠近他的学生,
Croton was his student that is
他说我要去了,
he said I'm going,
请你不要忘记替我赔偿, 因为我还欠一只公鸡。
He said do not forget to pay back my debt, I owe someone a chicken.
苏格拉底欠谁公鸡呢?
Whom did he owe that?
他年轻的时候曾经对一个神明许愿要献一只公鸡，他忘记了这个事情。
When he was young, he made a promise to a god to give of a sacrifice.
所以他老的时候,
when he was old,
他快死的时候,
when he was about to die,
做人许过愿没有赔偿，现在应当快快还，但是他已经没有机会。
He knew that he did not have the opportunity to fulfill that oath.
所以呢，他忘记的，他亏欠的，他要他的学生。 替他付账。
He wanted his student to fulfill that for him.
耶稣基督是不是如此呢？
Was that the case for Jesus Christ? No.
不是，苏格拉底死以前叫人替他付债，耶稣死以前求父赦免别人的罪。
On the other hand, Jesus asked the Father to forgive the sins of others.
完全不一样的两件事。
Completely different.
当穆罕默德死以前，他讲什么话呢？
What did Muhammad say before he died?
他把全部围绕在他病床快要死以前的这些人，把他召集来。
He called all of his followers beside his deathbed.
他讲几句最后的话，就离开世界了。
And he died after giving them his last
words. 穆罕默德讲什么话呢？
What did he say?
他说：“你们千万不要以为我能救你们。”
He said, do not think that I can save you.
你们要自己行善，或者可以得到上帝的喜悦。
You must do good works and perhaps the Lord will have
我是不能救你们的。
I cannot save you.
有，他就闭上眼睛去死了。
And then he died.
还有另外一处，他曾经问他的门徒说，
And another time he asked his followers,
你们愿意不愿意为我祷告？
Are you willing to pray for me?
你为我祷告。
Pray for me,
使我可以得着上帝的怜悯。
That I may have received mercy from God.
所以这样的世界的教主跟耶稣基督是完全不一样的。
So all great religious leaders are different from Jesus Christ.
世界上最伟大的哲人。
The greatest philosopher.
是要学生替他负债。
Wanted the student to pay his debt.
世界最伟大的伟大的宗教之一，回教的教主。
The founder of the, one of the greatest religions, Islam.
他承认他没有办法代替人来得救赎的问题。
Recognize that he is not the savior of the man.
要他们自己行善，或者可以得到上帝的喜悦。
He wanted his followers to do good works to get mercy from God.
耶稣基督不是如此。
This was not the case for Jesus.
这段圣经告诉我们，
His Bible tells us,
地上的大祭司，
all the priests
都要先求上帝赦免他们的罪，然后才为百姓赎罪。
Have to ask for confession of their own faith first.
但是耶稣基督不是如此。
But this was not the case for Jesus.
他是神恩典的出口。
He is where the grace of God comes.
人类独一的救赎主。
The only savior of man.
这样四世纪约翰所讲的，看哪、啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪。
This is what John the Baptist said. Behold the Lamb of God, He who will take away our sins.
第四样。
The fourth area.
人间被设立的祭司。
The priests on earth,
他们都是在软弱的状况中间被立的。
Were all set in their physical weakness.
因为他们是人。
Because they are all human.
耶稣基督不是软弱的人。
But Jesus is not a human being in
nature. 耶稣是上帝的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
所以将他以生命之主的这个身份来到世界为人赎罪。
He came as the Lord of life.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他不是人中间挑选出来。
He was not selected from among men.
他是天上赐下来的。
He was given from heaven.
不是从人间选出来的。
Not selected from the
Lord. 人间选出来的祭司都是软弱的。
That which we select from earth are weak.
天上赐下的独生子是神给我们的生命的一个救主。
But the Son of God sent is the life, the Lord of life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
使徒行传第三章第十五节告诉我们。
Acts chapter 3 verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主。
You have killed the Lord of life.
上帝就叫他从死里面复活过来了。
But the Lord resurrected him from death.
我每次读到那四个字的时候，
Every time when I read these words,
我心里会很严肃的震惊起来。
I am in fear in my heart.
杀了生命的主。
We killed the Lord of life.
这样的胆子是谁才有的呢？
Who is so bold to do that?
怎么可能做这样的事情？
How is it possible that we have done
that? 我们杀有生命的动物。
We kill animals with life.
我们是杀一个动物，但是它有生命。
We just kill a being that has life.
如果我们杀了一个生命，
If we kill a life,
是我们不尊重生命把它杀掉的。
And we kill it because we have no respect for life.
但耶稣基督受死的时候，
But when Jesus was dying,
人不是杀生命，是杀了生命的主。
We did not just extinguish a life, but the Lord of life.
这句话太可怕了。
This is a terrifying phrase.
人类历史中间最大胆的一个行动。
This is the boldest thing that man has done.
就是掌握生命的主宰，人试试看把他杀死。
We killed the Lord that held life in his hand.
这是完全不合逻辑的事情。
Absolutely illogical.
当耶稣在拉撒路的坟墓面前的时候，
Before the grave of Lazarus,
他说拉撒路出来。
Jesus said, Lazarus come forth.
那死人就出来了。
And the dead man came forth.
这是何等个别的一种福音。
This is a call that is very unique.
耶稣基督不是对所有坟墓里面的讲话。
Jesus did not call to all graves.
耶稣对个别的拉撒路讲话。
Or uniquely to Lazarus.
拉撒路出来。
Lazarus come forth.
那个死人不是所有的死人就出来了。
And that particular dead person came forward.
祭司文说的，如果耶稣转过来讲怎么办呢？
Reverend Andrew G said, if Jesus said the other way around,
如果耶稣不是说拉撒路出来，
if Jesus did not say Lazarus come forward,
如果耶稣说死人出来，
but all dead person come forward,
他说全世界的死人都出来了，
all the dead people of the world will come out.
所以耶稣就只讲拉撒路出来，
but Jesus only addressed Lazarus.
个别的把生命赐给这一个人，
uniquely he gave life back to that one person.
那个死人就出来了，
and that person came forward.
那么那些犹太人就在他们四周。
The Jews were around him.
他们亲眼看见有这么大的赐生命能力的那个人站在坟墓的面前。
And they witnessed this person who has great authority over life.
但是他们的罪使他们眼睛瞎了。
But their sin blinded them.
没有办法看见基督是生命的主。
They were not able to see Jesus as Lord of life.
他们的心灵的眼睛完全瞎了。
Their spiritual eyes were blinded.
正像耶稣对他们说。
And that Jesus said to
them, 你们里头的眼睛都明亮。
Your eyes are brightened.
你们里头的光如果明亮，
if there's light in your heart,
全身就光明。
Your entire body will be bright.
如果你里面的眼睛瞎了，
but if the eyes between you is blinded,
全身就黑暗。
Your entire life is in darkness.
黑暗是何等的大！
What a terrible darkness it will be.
所以这些心灵已经瞎了。
These people were blinded in the spirit.
看不见上帝的国。
They cannot see the kingdom of God.
看不见耶稣是上帝的儿子。
They cannot see Christ as Son of God.
他们虽然亲眼看见耶稣叫死人复活。
Although they witnessed the resurrection of the dead by Christ.
也没有办法归纳出个结论来，他就是赐生命的主。
They cannot conclude that he is the Lord of life.
所以他们只怕自己的声望受到亏损。
They are only afraid that their reputation will be destroyed.
只怕耶稣的声望超过他们的地位。
They are only afraid that Jesus will be more reputable than them.
受困于自己的利害关系，一切的一切从那里着手。
Because they are trapped in their own profit and loss, they started from there.
所以他们就计划一定要把耶稣杀死。
And they planned to kill Jesus.
一个人叫死人复活的人，你敢把他杀死吗？
How dare you kill someone who can resurrect the dead?
你不是杀一个普通的人。
You are not killing someone.
你呢要杀一个能够叫已经死了四天的人复活的主。
You are killing a Lord that is able to resurrect someone who has been dead for 4 days.
从我的思想里面，这是人类历史中间最大的胆子。
In my concept, therefore, it's the boldest thing that man has done in history.
明明看见他叫死了的人复活，他们还敢杀这个人。
Clearly, they witnessed the resurrection of the dead, and still they killed him.
他们试图告诉我们。
The apostles,
你们虽然杀了生命的主，
although you killed the Lord of life,
上帝却叫他复活过来。
God resurrected him,
因为他原是不能被死俱进。
Because he cannot be destroyed by death.
今天你可以用一把刀把一张纸把它切破。
Today you can break a paper with a knife.
你可以把一把锯子可以把一个木头锯断。
You can saw a piece of wood to half.
谁能用最利的剑把空气分开呢？
Who can split the air with the sharpest knife?
没有办法的。
You cannot do that.
因为空气是刀剑不能分开的。
Because the air is something that cannot be split.
你只有献出你自己的羞辱。
You are only humiliating yourself.
你就献出你自己的愚拙。
You are exposing your ignorance.
这样，当人抵挡上帝的时候，
In the same manner when we oppose God,
你用脚踢刺。
We are using our leg to hit.
你像用一大刀要把大海分开一半一样。
It's as if we are using a knife to try to split the ocean.
这是绝对不可能的事情。
This is something impossible.
所以使徒为耶稣做见证。
The apostles bear testimony for Jesus.
你们借着恶人之手把他处死了。
With evil hands you killed him.
上帝却叫他复活过来。
But God resurrected him.
因为他原不能被死所拘禁。
Because he cannot be trapped by death.
因为他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
所以这样人间选出来的祭司都是软弱的。
All the priests selected from among men are weak.
耶稣基督说祭司有无穷之生命的大能。
But Jesus has unlimited power from eternal life.
第四样不同的地方。
This is the fourth area of difference.
耶稣基督跟祭司不同的地方还有什么呢？
What other differences are there?
第五点。
The fifth one.
这也是以后的圣经要提到的。
This will be seen in later
passages. 就是他以自己的血献上，不是以牛羊的血献上。
He sacrificed using his own blood and not from the calf.
这样所有的 大祭司献祭的时候
，All the priests when they gave of sacrifices，
他们拿什么到耶和华的面前
？With what did they offer？
他们拿牛羊的血来到上帝的面前。
They take the blood of the cattle and the sheep。
耶稣基督不是如此。
This was not the case for Jesus。
他把自己的血献在上帝的面前。
He gave of his own blood before God。
这样他的尸就一次足以成全，直到永永远远。
And his death accomplished the task forever。
这样第七章的最后这句话就显出了以后要延展出了一个重要的观念。
This is the concept that is to be seen in the last verse of chapter 7。
一次成全，永远成全。
That which has been made perfect forever。
一次成全，永远有功效。
Something that is done once but has effectiveness forever。
第八章、第九章、第十章一直要表现出来。
Chapter 8, 9, and 10 were emphasized on this。
所有的大祭司没有办法做到的事情。
This is something that cannot be done by all high priests。
耶稣基督可以做到这件事情。
Only by Jesus Christ。
一次成全。
Once he did the task，
就知道永永远远。
And he has been made perfect forever.
他把自己献上，
he gave of himself.
永远成全了上帝救赎的大功。
And forever he accomplished the great work of salvation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以我们有这样的一位祭司。
With such a high priest.
所以旧约里面所有的祭司是不一样的。
Completely different from all Old Testament.
这样的祭司跟我们的关系是什么呢？
What is the relationship between this priest and us?
希伯来书的作者在这里告诉我们，对我们是很合宜的。
The author of Hebrews says it's fitting to us.
什么叫合宜的呢？
What does this mean?
是适合我们所需要的。
It fulfills our need.
我们这样来到他面前是应该的。
We come before him, it is fitting.
因为除了这一位以外，没有那么一个人适合我们这样信，这样跟随，这样领受他的恩典。
Other than him, there is not a single person that deserves our faith.Our recognition and our following.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
昨天晚上我跟我的女儿讲一些话语。
Last evening I was speaking to my daughter.
我说你曾经遇过信仰上的怀疑的事情吗？
I asked her whether she had doubts in her faith.
她点点头。
She said yes.
我想不到她比她的姐姐更早。
I did not know that she had this experience earlier than her sister.
因为她姐姐17岁的时候曾经怀疑过主。
Her sister had doubts about the Lord when she was 17.
她的哥哥17岁的时候怀疑过主。
And her brother had the same time frame.
我这个最小的女儿很早思想很成熟。
But my youngest daughter is mature in her thinking.
所以她的怀疑也很早就成熟了。
And so she started doubting earlier.
她16岁就怀疑上帝。
When she was 16, she started to doubt God.
那我就问你怀疑什么呢？
I asked her, what are your doubts?
你怀疑上帝存在吗？
Do you doubt that he exists?
她说是的，我曾经怀疑。
She said, yes, I actually have
doubted. 你怀疑过他是真的上帝吗？
Have you doubted that he is the real God?
是的，我也是怀疑。
She said, yes.
你还有怀疑什么？
What other doubts do you have?
她就很诚实地告诉我了。
Honestly, she said to me.
我有时候我会怀疑。
Sometimes I wonder.
我信他信的棒子。
I'm so believing so much.
真正的信。
I truly believe.
深入的信。
Deeply.
有到天堂看见，糟糕，不是他，是福，怎么办？
If I go to heaven and realize it's not him but Buddha, what do I do?
天堂不是他，是释迦牟尼在那边，怎么办？
Or Shakyamuni is up there, what should I do then?
那我不是一生一世就信错了呢？
Doesn't it mean that I wasted my entire life?
我说你怎么会这样怀疑呢？
I said, why do you think like that?
你不知道你的主是真的吗？
Do you not know your Lord is real?
他说我知道我的主是真的。
She said, I do.
但是爸爸，佛教徒有的人穆罕默德或者释迦牟尼，佛教徒认为他们的主也是真的啊。
But then the Buddhists believe that their Lord is real too.
会不会我认为我是真的，他认为他的是真的，后来到那边才看，原来不是真的。
Can it be that I'm mistaken about?
那怎么办呢？
What would I do?
我说你还有什么怀疑？
I ask what other questions.
他说我也怀疑。那是回教徒到天上才知道，糟糕，是耶稣，他信错了怎么办？已经来不及懊悔了。
I wonder what will happen to the Muslim or other faith when they go to heaven and realize that.
那么我说你怀疑，你会怀疑，你也怀疑，别人会怀疑，所以你认为所有宗教都会怀疑来怀疑去是吗？
So do you think that they all guess in this manner?
他说我还是讲我们的对。
I think that mine is still right.
大概我会怀疑，但是我知道大概是我们的对。
I have doubts, but probably we are right.
我说你怎么知道你的对的呢？
I said, how would you know?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
他答案不令我太满意。
Her answer is not very good for me.
但是那个晚上我就开始想这个问题。
But that evening I started thinking about it.
怎么知道你的救主是真的？
How do you know that your Savior is real?
你怎么相信你的大祭司是可信的？
How do you trust in this high priest of yours?
这么多宗教的里面，
Among all this faith and religion,
为什么你转向耶稣基督？
Why do you turn to Jesus Christ?
当然了，因为爸爸是执事，我还怎么样逃呢？
You say I have no escape, my father is a deacon.
有的时候牧师是我的父母，是牧师，是传道，我还有什么办法离开基督教？
Some say my parents are pastors and preachers.
你不应当 当成了基督徒，只因为你生在基督徒的家里。
You should not be a Christian just because you've been born into a Christian family.
你不应当选择基督教的救主，只因为你是在基督教的社会环境里面被生下来。
You should not select Jesus as your savior just because your environment is a Christian one.
如果基督徒可以生基督徒的话。
If a Christian can give birth to another Christian,
生在基督徒家里就做基督徒的话，
if being a Christian simply means you are from a Christian family,
Billy Graham 说这样的，生在车房的一定就是汽车。
Billy Graham said, then if you are born in a garage, then you must be a car.
我们今天成了基督徒，
as a Christian today,
不是因为我个人喜爱的选择。
We did not choose because we like it this way.
不是怪我无从选择，父母把我生在这样的家庭里面。
Or that we have no choice, we are born into this family.
我们成为基督徒。
To be a Christian.
我们清楚知道这位救主，这位大祭司，源自于我们何以的。
Comes about because we believe that this Savior, this High Priest, meets our need.
当我思想跟我女儿谈话的那些事情的时候
，When I think about the conversations I have with my daughter,
我就想到这一段的圣经。
I remember this passage.
这一段圣经告诉我们
，This passage tells us,
我们的大祭司
，This High Priest of ours,
他是完全圣洁
，He is holy,
他是完全无瑕疵
，Blameless,
他完全没有罪恶的
，He is pure,
他远离罪人的
，Set aside from sinners,
升入高天的
，Exalted above.
这样这五句话把耶稣做大祭司的本质上的条件告诉我们。
These five descriptions show us the essence of Jesus as High Priest.
除了他是神自己立誓所启示所立的。
Other than the fact that he was set by God by oath.
除了他没有为自己的罪需要献祭。
Other than the fact that he need not confess his own sins.
除了他得胜失望长远或者为我们祈求。
Other than the fact that he victory over death forever.
除了他是生命的主之外。
Other than the fact that he's the Lord of life.
当他在世界上的时候。
When he was on earth.
他是以圣者的身份。做大祭司。
He is the high priest because he is the holy one.
所以从身份来说
，from status，
他是完全圣洁的。
He was absolutely holy.
不单单是从身份来说，他没有罪。
Not only from the fact that he did not sin in his daily living.
身份来说，他是上帝的圣者。
From status wise, he is the holy one of God.
The holy one of God incarnate into the sinful world.
上帝的圣者道成肉身来到罪恶的世界。
圣者。是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
不但如此，他的生活是把圣者的身份表彰在他的行为里面的。
His daily living shows us the status of the Holy One.
第二十六节告诉我们
，Verse 26 tells us，
像这样圣洁，无朽，无玷污，远离罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是以我们。合一的，我们大家来念一二三，像这样圣洁，无瑕疵，无玷污，远离罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是以我们合一的。我们就需要这一位大祭司。
We need this high priest.
这位大祭司就适合我们的需要。
And he meets our needs.
这就是这句话的意义。
This is the meaning of the
prayer. 主啊，我的需要。
Oh Lord, my need.
在你里面遭到了满足。
Are met within you.
主啊，你的预备。
Your preparation.
正是我所需要。
Is exactly what I needed.
除了这位救主之外。
Other than this Savior.
没有别人解决我的。
There are no other person that can solve my problem.
除了这位救主之外。
Other than this Savior.
我不需要另外一个人。
I need not have anyone else.
这位大祭司。
This High Priest.
原是以我们合一的。
Meets our needs.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这位祭司这里提到五件事情。
Because of these five things.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
上帝使他成为我们的圣洁。
God made him holy for us.
上帝使他成为我们的公义。
He became our righteousness.
上帝使他成为我们的救赎。
God made him our salvation.
上帝使他成为我们的智慧。
God made him our wisdom.
这四件事，也就是在哥林多前书第一章最后一节所讲的话语。
This has been seen in 1 Corinthians at the last verse.
这已经超越了犹太的律法。
It transcends the law of the Jews.
这也超越了希腊的哲学。
And transcends Greek philosophy.
希腊人所求的是智慧。
The Greeks seek after wisdom.
犹太的传统中间所求的是神迹。
And the Jews sought after miracles.
但是上帝的儿子的耶稣基督在十字架上的时候。
But when the Son of God was on the cross.
神在哥哥他上没有显出智慧。
There is no wisdom on Golgotha.
神在哥哥他上没有显出神迹。
There is no miracles.
所以一个看神迹的人要因为基督的十字架 而完全失望。
A person that look for miracles will be disappointed.
一个求智慧的人要在各个他山上完全失望。
A person who look for wisdom will be disappointed at the cross.
这个世界好像是最愚昧的一个方法。
The cross seems to be the dumbest method.
世界好像是个最软弱的方法。
It seems to be the weakest solution.
但是感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
就因为各个他山上没有智慧。
Because there is no wisdom on Golgotha.
才显出超智慧的智慧。
It shows us wisdom beyond wisdom.
因为各个他山上没有神迹。
Because there is no miracles on the cross.
才显出了超能力的能力。
It shows us power beyond power.
这样上帝就把所有自以为有智慧的人。
Because of that, all that are deemed wise,
以及自以为有能力的人。
And all that is deemed to be strong.
圈在一个受羞辱的地步。
The Lord has gathered them and humiliated them.
上帝用人所能力软弱的世界的办法，显出了他最大的能力。
God used the weakest method to show His power.
上帝用了人所认为最羞辱的地方，世界的形迹，显出他最大的荣耀。
He used the tools of humiliation, that of cross, to show His greatest glory.
上帝用了人认为最愚昧的办法，显出他最大的智慧。最软弱的办法，显出他最大的能力。
He used the methods that men think are the most foolish to show his greatest wisdom.
保罗做一个结论说。
The apostle Paul concluded.
上帝使基督成为我们的公义。
God made Christ our righteousness.
基督成为我们的智慧。
He made Christ our wisdom.
基督成为我们的救赎。
He made Christ our salvation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样呢，智慧是希腊人所求的。
In this manner, the wisdom is what Greeks sought after.
基督里你才真正看见上帝所赐的真智慧。
True wisdom can only be seen in Christ.
神迹是犹太人所求的。
Miracles are what the Jews sought after.
你在基督的十字架上看见真正的神迹，就是神对罪人的救赎。
The true miracle is seen on the cross. That is the salvation of God.
基督成为我们的圣洁。
Christ became our holiness. He became our righteousness. He became our wisdom. He became our salvation. Righteousness is the most important word in the Roman Empire. In the Roman Empire, you cannot see righteousness. The sacrifice of Christ is something that the Romans cannot accomplish.
神就把罗马帝国所不能表现的义，在耶稣的身上，十字架上显明出来。
And God showed the righteousness that the Romans cannot accomplish upon the cross.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们的圣洁在哪里？
Where is our holiness?
不是在我们身上。
It's not upon ourselves.
我们都是有罪的。
We are all sinners.
我们都是软弱的。
We are all weak.
但是上帝是基督成了我们的圣洁。
But God made Christ our righteousness.
这位大祭司对我们是合一的。
This high priest meets our need.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为基督的圣洁是绝对的。
His holiness is absolute.
所以他的圣洁的身份，他的圣者的地位，就显明在他圣者的生活里面。
As the Holy One of God, he led a holy life.
他的绝对无瑕无疵的圣者。
He is pure and blameless.
在他的生活里面没有污点。
There is no fault in his life.
在他的行为里面没有缺陷。
There is no weakness in his actions.
他对神的荣耀里面没有亏缺。
He was not fallen short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝荣耀。
All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
只有基督在行完人生道路的时候。
When Jesus himself led his life.
他对父说。
He is the only one that said to the
Father. 父啊，你荣耀你的子。
Father, glorify your son.
因为你的子已经在这地上荣耀了你。
Because your son has glorified you on earth.
现在求你荣耀你的儿子。
Glorify your son now.
使他享受与你在创造世界以前同享的荣耀。
That he may enjoy the glory that he had with you before creation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
罪与荣耀是相对的名词。
Sin is opposite to that
glory. 哪里有罪，哪里就失去神的荣耀。
Wherever there is sin, there is no glory of God.
哪里有神的荣耀，哪里就没有罪恶。
Wherever there is glory of God, there is no sin.
耶稣基督干说：“上帝啊，父啊，求你现在荣耀你的儿子。”
Jesus was so bold to ask that the Father glorify His Son.
就是对神讲的。
He spoke to God.
没有一个罪人有这样的资格对上帝讲这句话。
Not a single sinner he qualifies to say that.
耶稣基督可以。
But Jesus could do that.
你的儿子在地上 已经荣耀了你。
Because your son has glorified you on earth.
我们在地上的生活是羞辱神荣耀，是亏欠神荣耀的犯罪的生活。
The life we lead is a life of sin and does not glorify God.
上帝儿子耶稣基督在世界上的生活是荣耀神，是把荣耀归给神的生活。
But the life that the Son of God led on earth is one which glorified God.
他不但有圣者的地位，
not only was he the Holy One of God,
圣人的生活。
He led a life of holiness.
完全圣洁的。
Absolutely pure.
这样你不需要怀疑我会不会信错呢？
So you need not wonder whether he was the right person.
我的救主耶稣基督对吗？
Is this the right Savior?
是不是他就是我应当信的那一位？
Is he the one that I should believe in?
当司祭约翰怀疑这件事情的时候，
When John the Baptist had doubts,
我们的主没有责备他。
Our Lord did not rebuke him.
我们的主没有轻看他。
He did not look down on him.
相反的，在那里鼓励他说。
On the contrary, he encouraged him.
凡不因为我跌倒的，就有福了。
He said, "That which will not fall because of me are blessed."
当他的门徒问耶稣的时候，
When his disciples asked him,
主啊，我们还要等你或者等别人？
Lord, do we are we waiting for someone else?
耶稣没有说你的老师原来灵性这么差。
Jesus did not say, "Oh, your teacher has such
low spirituality." 从前见证我是上帝的羔羊，今天我才知道他根本是没有信仰的。
In the past, he witnessed me as the Lamb of God. Now I know he does not believe.
耶稣不是如此。
That was not what Christ said.
耶稣说，你告诉约翰。
Jesus said, "Go back and tell John."
瞎眼看见。
That which is blind saw.
哑巴开口。
The mute spoke.
瘸腿的行走。
The leper walked.
穷人有福音传给他们。
The poor had the gospel preached to them.
死人复活了。
And the dead was resurrected.
这些见证在你的面前。
All these witnesses are before you.
难道你不知道我就是弥赛亚？
Do you not know then I am the Messiah?
江残的灯火。
The lamb that is to be.
耶稣从来不吹灭它。
He does not blow away lamb that is to be extinguished.
受伤的芦苇。
Or the wheat that has been crushed.
耶稣从来不压断它。
Jesus will not crush it.
所以耶稣基督当约翰的门徒离开的时候，
When the disciples of John left,
他对四周围的人说，
He spoke to the rest of the people.
你们到旷野看什么？
What do you see in the wilderness?
约翰是芦苇。
John is the wheat.
他如今压伤了。
Today he's bruised.
我不折断他。
I am not going to break.
约翰是点座的明灯。
He is the light.
他如今像江残的电火。
Now he is like a lamb that is about to go out.
我不吹灭他。
I am not going to blow him out.
上帝是耶稣基督成了我们的救赎。
The Lord made Jesus Christ our salvation.
我们有这样一位大祭司。
We have such a high priest.
圣洁的。
If he's holy,
是无瑕疵，
blameless,
是无玷污的，
pure,
他远离罪人，
set aside from sinners,
他是升上高天的，
exalted in the heavens,
对我们原是合宜的，
he meets all our needs.
这五句话我越想越深，
the more I think about this,
我越得到更大的鼓励，
the more I'm encouraged.
为什么耶稣基督是远离罪人的？
Why was Jesus set aside from sinners?
他不是自己，我就是罪人同罪里的朋友吗？
Wasn't he the friend of sinners?
这句话是什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
这句话应该怎么样解释？
How do we explain this?
如果耶稣基督是远离罪人的，为什么他要道成肉身呢？
If Jesus has been set apart from sinners, why did he come as man?
如果耶稣是远离罪人的，为什么他要活在罪人的中间？
If he was set aside from sinners, why did he live among us?
他喜悦住在人间。
He loved to live among us.
他喜悦称自己为人子。
He loved to be son of man.
他喜悦在罪人中间生活。
He loved to live among sinners.
他爱他们。
He loved them.
他说人子是罪吏同罪人的朋友。
He said the son of man is the friend of sinners and tax collectors.
人子是罪吏同罪人的朋友。
The son of man is the friend of tax collectors.
他是亲近罪人的主。
It means he's the Lord that is close to the sinners.
希伯来书的作者他是远远离开罪人。
But the author of Hebrews say he set apart from sinners.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他是全然分别为圣，在罪人中间却与罪人的生活完全不一样生活的圣者。
He means that he is the Holy One that is set aside from sin among sinners.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在约翰福音第十七章里面有一句话很感动我。
Gospel John chapter 7 has a verse that moved me greatly.
耶稣对父上帝讲的话。
Jesus said to the Father.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
我已经为主的缘故，我自己分别为圣。
I have set myself apart to be holy because of the Lord.
我已经分别为圣。
I have set myself apart as holy.
耶稣基督把自己分
This is something which we all must follow as an example. Because of the truth. Because of God. Because of the gospel. Because of the work of his salvation. For the needs of the church. He set himself apart as sanctified. This is what it means to be set aside from the sinners.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
今天如果你要侍奉上帝,
if you want to serve God today,
你就要把自己分别为圣,
you must set yourself apart as holy. Because of his church.
为他们的缘故,
for the people. Jesus said he set himself apart.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我有时候想,
sometimes I think about it. I want to serve the world. I want to preach the gospel to the world. In order that I may be more effective in my gospel. I must make sure that I discipline myself to lead a life of holiness. Then the power of God will be upon me. For the needs of others. For the gospel. For the needs of all the sinners around me. We should discipline ourselves. And bring our subject ourselves. And set ourselves aside. To be set aside from the sinners, Jesus Christ was not away from them. It means that because of sinners, he did not blemish himself with sin. He was away from the sin. It means he was exalted above all sinners. We cannot compare Jesus with all the religious leaders or great philosophers. He far surpasses all the greatest sinners among us. He is exalted into the heavens. What does this mean? This is what chapter 8 talks about, the true inner sanctuary in heaven. Next week we will talk about the inner sanctuary in heaven and the mediator in the New Testament.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God. When the Jews are satisfied with their ministry on earth among the tabernacles, God said this is not the case. Your tabernacle is made by human hand. Jesus is not a high priest in a tabernacle made by human hands. But he entered into the true inner sanctuary in heaven to do his work as a high priest. Thanks be to God. Such a holy high priest. Truly meets all our needs. When you compare this with all other religious leaders, you will know that the best human being is just the best sinner. The greatest human being is just the greatest sinner. The most successful human being is just the most successful sinner. A man is a male sinner and a woman is a female sinner. And an adult is just a larger version of sinner. A holy person is a holy sinner, but an evil person is an evil sinner. A good person is just a good sinner. All human beings are sinners. How can you compare Jesus with these so-called saints? The book of Job has a sentence that moves
us.
Whom do you turn to among the saints? There are so many so-called saints, so many religions, so many founders of religions. They had great ethics. But they do not meet all our needs.
孔子承认自己是有过犯的。
Confucius admits his own problem. Job said his sin is higher than his height.
大卫说,
David said, I've sinned since my conception.
以赛亚说,
Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips living among a people of
unclean lips.
The apostle Peter told Jesus to leave him because he is a sinner. Who are these people? These are great sins among men. We do not follow them.
我们不是相信他们,
we do not believe in them.
我们相信耶稣基督,
we believe in Jesus Christ.
耶稣超越孔子,
Jesus is far above Confucius. He is greater than Socrates. He is greater than Muhammad. He is greater than Shakyamuni. These are the greatest among sinners.
而且耶稣基督完全圣洁毫无瑕疵远离罪人身上高天的独一的大祭司。
But Jesus is the only high priest, holy, blameless, pure, set aside.
你把谁跟耶稣相比?
Who can be compared with him?
Muhammad说你可以娶十个。
Muhammad said you can have four wives.
他自己娶了十多个。
He had more than 10 wives.
其中有一个是他的侄儿的妻子。
One is the wife of his nephew.
这是千千万万最尊崇的圣人，你把他跟耶稣一比，你就知道完全不一样。
These people that are respected by millions of people cannot be compared with Jesus Christ.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
今天晚上,
this evening,
我特别要强调这一点。
I want to place great emphasis on this.
我们有这一位圣洁的大祭司。
We have such a holy high priest.
原是很合宜。
He meets all our needs.
让我把昨天跟我的女儿讲的话再一次提醒你。
Let me remind you once again with the conversation I had with my daughter.
当你有时怀疑我会不会信错的时候,
sometimes when you wonder whether you believe in the wrong person.
当你有时怀疑有一天我到天上去看见的不是他的时候,
sometimes you wonder whether he's the right person in heaven.
当你有一天怀疑所有的宗教都是信仰，我不过是其中很多信仰里面相对的一种的时候,
sometimes when you wonder whether you are just one among many faiths.
有没有可能我所信的不是绝对?
Is it possible that that which I believe is
not absolute?
Or I made a mistake here?
今天的圣经给你清楚的答案,
this Bible verse gives us a clear answer.
不是,
no.
你所信的是真的,
you believe in the
true
person, the right person.
这一节圣经给我们答案,
this verse tells us the answer.
像这样一位,
such a high priest,
圣洁的,
a holy,
无瑕疵,
blameless,
无玷污的,
pure,
远高过罪人的,
set apart from sinners,
深入诸天之上,
exalted in the heavens,
原是与我们合一。
He meets our needs.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
我们现在再从头读这一段的圣经。
Let us read this passage again.
我们大家一读开圣经22节读到28节。
22 to 28.
慢慢读, 1, 2, 3. 祭司启示里耶稣就做了更美之有的宗宝，那些称为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有始祖格不能长久，这位就是永远长存。 他祭司的责任就长久不更换，凡靠着他进到上帝面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。像这样圣洁、无瑕疵、无玷污、严厉罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合一。他不像那些大祭司， 每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是立软弱的为大祭司，但律法以后启示的话是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。
感谢上帝。 Thanks be to God. May the Lord grant us this word to be hidden in our hearts.
这位圣洁高入诸天的大祭司,
this holy high priest that is exalted into the heavens,
是我们的公义,
is our righteousness,
我们的智慧,
our wisdom,
我们的圣洁,
he is our holiness,
是我们的救赎,
he is our salvation.
他一次献上, 永远成全,
once and for all, he offered himself for all eternity.
常年活着, 为我们祷告。
He lived forever to intercede for us.
因为他们有十个诫, 所以这份不必 更替。
Because he cannot be segregated by death, he need not be changed.
他不是软弱的人，他是神自己的儿子。
Because he's not weak, he is the son of God.
所以他能拯救我们到底。
He can save us till the end.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
我们大家站起来。
Let us rise and pray.